Hello, once again, my people. And we are back. We are back, actually, for a final time, not only for tonight, you know, if you've been following with us all night here, when we started earlier at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time with an awesome interview, and then we were followed by our live TV portion with a special interview with Richard Widry. But now we have another special guest, and, you know, this has just been an awesome time. This is Wisdom Wednesday. You know, it is Wisdom Wednesday, and not only is it Wisdom Wednesday, it's also the final show for the season. And this is my final, you know, interview guest for the season, and I won't be returning back into November, late November after election. And once again, for those who are just hearing about this or those who don't know, it's due to the fact that I am pursuing to run for state senator in my hometown of Wisconsin in order to deliver the same message, a bit of wisdom, a bit of content and inspiration that I do for you guys to my community and to begin to transform and reshape my community for the better, because this is a dire time and this is the most perfect time for real leaders to step up out of the shadows and begin to just enlighten the people and put that spark in them that they're missing. And there's a person that I'm on the phone with right now who does exactly that. This person, you know, shares similar background. You know, we both come from a military background. This individual, he served in the U.S. Coast Guard. He has about 20 years of personal development training. He is what you call a peak performance strategist. He trains youth in the areas of personal development and proper fighting mechanics, and he uses basketball as that vehicle to teach the vital life lessons, you know. He used to be a basketball player for over 30 years. He's also the former assistant general manager, director of player development, and assistant coach for the Staten Island Vipers ABA professional basketball franchise. You know, he's truly a unique individual, and he has a ton of information just to offer us, and I'm just dying to be able to hear from him right now. So without further ado, let's hear for Anthony Drago.
Hey, how are you, Dr. Hart? How's everything?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Like Les Brown says, you know, better than most, sometimes even better than that.
Definitely. And did I pronounce your last name correctly, Anthony?
Yes, you did. Ironically, most people don't.
Wow. You know, my last guess, and I get the name right when I ask if I got it right.
No, you absolutely did. I get Drago a lot. It's like from the Rocky movie.
No, it's actually not that. So, you know, so tell us a little about yourself. I know I said a mouthful and, you know, just gave everyone an insight, but let's hear it from your own mouth, exactly who you are and what you're about.
Well, I guess the best way to describe me is I'm very passionate about the youth, developing them personally, like as far as their personal development and making themselves better people. My focus is on basketball currently because that's pretty much what I grew up learning and knowing is basketball. So I've learned that basketball, if you really take a look at it, emulates life in every sense of the word, because in basketball, unlike other sports, you don't get to take a playoff. You know, you play, you have 5-on-5, and you have to play offense and you have to play defense. There's no room for error for you to just say, oh, I'm just going to take this playoff. Like in football, you have offense and defense, baseball, offense, right. And you play defense. So this basketball emulates life perfectly because this is simultaneously going back and forth, start and stop. So that's why I love using basketball as kind of like the backdrop of teaching life skills. I've just always had a passion for personal development, and in my opinion, personal development, if you get to the kids young enough, especially now with all the bullying going on, I believe that personal development in the youth can be the ultimate anti-bullying program if done correctly. Because most of these kids, you know, the bullying happens because they're not confident in themselves, they don't believe in themselves, and they have to find a way to feel good. I kind of want to get to the kids earlier rather than later. You know, most of the motivational speakers and the trainers, they focus on the adult, like, you know, and they talk about getting that dream back and, you know, recapturing what you had when you were in your youth. Well, I look at it like, why do we have to wait till you get to the point where you have to get it back? Why don't you just get them there from day one so they can then pass that on to their youth, and then everybody can go forward in the positive direction as opposed to being negative. So that's in a nutshell where you know where I am and what I'm trying to do is just really focus on the youth. And now I'm actually trying to branch off into other sports as well. So.
Wow, you know, and I really appreciate hearing this. This is beautiful here. This is what we're talking about. This is exactly the type, you know, attitude we need in today's society. You talk about, you know, catching them, you know, right when they're youth instead of waiting to people, you know, just get older and then they find out that they're whacked out. So, particularly, you know, how different is, you know, the way you work with kids versus like with adults?
Well, the biggest thing with kids is, you know, number one, their attention span, and number two, they're very receptive, believe it or not, if it's delivered in a way where it engages them and it's not just the same old, same old. Like, you know, I do basketball clinics a lot right now, and that's pretty much what the focus is. And I do personal development training. Before we do anything physical on the basketball court, we sit down from anywhere from, you know, 15 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on the length of the clinic, and actually do personal development. We bring them through drills. Then we get into their body, you know, teaching them proper body mechanics and how to move their bodies properly. And then we get into the basketball. So as far as comparing it to adults and the kids, the adults have had, you know, a lifetime of getting beaten down. And, you know, most of the adults now in this generation haven't been in the personal development arena. They haven't really stepped into it for whatever reason. Maybe they just don't believe in it, or they think it's a bunch of, you know, mumbo jumbo and you're drinking the Kool-Aid at the conferences. But, you know, if you really grasp the concept of how your mind works and how you can control the thoughts that go into your mind and stay in your mind, then you could really change the world. And my wife and I, a couple of years ago, actually just about 28 months now, we adopted a baby boy. And for me, I'm looking at it from the sense that I want my son to look at me as his role model. I want to set him up for a future where, you know, it's not just built on negativity. That's what it is nowadays. And everything is, you know, how are you doing? Oh, same old, you know. And it's just there's nothing for people to look forward to. You know, the kids, they have that gleam in their eye, but it has to be extracted properly. And I think that's where what I'm doing differs from what most are doing, you know, not even in the basketball training, but in, you know, in general with the children.
Absolutely. I can definitely see where you're going here. You know, this is phenomenal stuff. You know, what was there ever a situation or event in your own life that that you know happened that made you, you know, write the book that you just recently wrote?
Well, the biggest thing for me is I've been like I've told you before, like you in the intro, I've been an advocate of personal development for over 20 years. And, you know, I've told myself stories over and over, why should I write a book? What, you know, no one's going to listen to me. You know, what credibility do I have? But it's like, you know, I think it was Gandhi who said that, you know, to believe in something and not live it is a crime, because you have so much to offer, but you're not living what you believe in. So mm-hmm. I saw what was going on. You know, I started working with kids and I started understanding how to do it and how to get in touch with them. And then just finally realized, like, you know what, it's time for me to basically, you know, start living what I'm trying to tell them to live, you know, and basically be the role model for them to look up to, where they can say, hey, listen, coach is doing it. Why can't I do it?
Exactly. Now, you mentioned bullying as one of the okay, so can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. We were going out. I think it's on my end, but we're fine now. Okay.
Yeah,
but as I was saying, you know, you focus on bullying being one of your core things that you focus on. Was there a time in your life where you was bullied?
I was when I was younger, not to the extent that, you know, like the kids are today. I mean, today it's a different kind of bullying. It's social media. It's, you know, it's more words than it is physical, you know. And when I was younger, you know, I had the cool kids, you know, do things and, you know, push you down and make fun of you and all the kinds of things like that. I mean, I think most kids go through that. But again, that's where the personal development steps in if we do it now with the kids now. But, yeah, I mean, there were issues, but never to the point where it was, like, you know, made me want to, you know, do something to hurt myself and stuff. And that's the thing that kills me inside is when I see these kids, you know, when you hear about a kid who winds up committing suicide because he was being bullied over the Internet, to me that's just mind-blowing because just it's words. You know, it's words, right. and it's pushing these kids to the limits of wanting to hurt themselves. Now, I know it's different now because it's out on every social media, but in the same breath, it's words. And you know, again, if you believe in yourself and you really truly grasp the concept of what your life can be, those things won't matter no matter how many people, you know, see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's just pretty sad, you know, how much more vulnerable our kids are to just, you know, things we look back at it, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, sticks and stones may break our bones.
Exactly.
Words never hurt me, but, you know, it's not like that anymore.
No, it's not. Now it's sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will make me want to, you know, commit suicide or want me to, you know, do something to hurt someone else. It's like it's the words. It's the youth is becoming very sensitive to words, and that's dangerous.
Yeah, I can see where you know, it talks about and putting some new seeds in it to help out. Now, in your book, you mentioned something about pets. You know, immediately that you know.
Well, you're breaking up a little bit, Dr. Hart. You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now it's better, yep.
Okay, perfect. In your book, you mentioned something about pegs, you know, and, like, people, when people hear that, they think of something else. But can you explain to us exactly what you mean by pegs in this case?
I absolutely can. Well, it's PEDs, and, you know, we all know about what's going on with the drugs, the performance-enhancing drugs. You know, like all the athletes getting suspended and they're taking it to try to enhance their performance and they're doing things that are illegal. So I'm kind of like an acronym guy. I come up with acronyms for different, you know, words and stuff of that nature. And when I came up with PEDs, it kind of hit me out of nowhere. And I was like, PEDs in my world stands for performance enhancing decisions. And, you know, you're never going to eliminate the negativity that's out there, the wording that's out there. But if you can get the kids to understand a little bit and kind of relate it to a different wording, then, in my opinion, you're doing something of a positive nature. So, you know, when these kids think, you know, I'm going to have shirts made up very soon that'll say, you know, I'm drug-free, and on the back it'll say, because I use PEDs, like things of that nature, to get the kids, you know, kind of putting some fun to it as opposed to, you know, all the negative stuff that goes on with these things. And maybe if they start thinking of things like that in a positive light, they can look at everything else in a positive light.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, that's a very different spin on this, and I like where you're going with this. And, you know, you mentioned something about, like, you know, it costs nothing with the PEDs that you're offering.
Right.
You know, and I like this. And you say it can help a player transform every aspect of their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, now exactly what are those areas in your view?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said exactly what are those areas in your view?
The areas that it can help, you mean?
Yes.
I mean, it could just basically help any life situation you come in contact with. I mean, because if you think about it, you know, as I go into in the book, it's like most people, even the young kids, you know what you should do. You know, you come into a situation where, you know, you don't have a license, say, for a young kid in high school. and all of his friends are, you know, pressuring him, oh, take your dad's car, he's away, he's not going to know. Now, that kid knows, I would assume, that he shouldn't take his dad's car if he doesn't have a license. But if he takes it, the consequences could be, you know, possibly deadly. So it's not rocket science of how to make the proper decision and use your PEDs. It's just a matter of doing it. And that's what I try to stress to the kids and really grasp have them grasp the concept of how simple it is. Like, there's no secret technique on how to make proper decisions. It's just making the proper decision, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Definitely. And, you know, so, like, you know, you why do you cross-reference, you know, building a house?
Well, perfect example is I'll give you a little bit of the first chapter. When construction starts of a house, right, you know, after all the planning's been done and the blueprints have drawn up and all that stuff, the physical construction of the house, that's where I start with the book. And that's the foundation. Now, when you're building a house, the foundation, the deeper it goes and the wider the base, the more stable the house is going to be. The house has to be able to, you know, the foundation has to support all the weight that the house is going to put on it. You know, from everything that goes in it, the foundation has to support it. And with the foundation, you cannot cut corners. You can't save time and do things the wrong way just because you want to hurry up. Because if you do that, eventually the foundation will crack. And it can be deadly, you know, to your home and who knows, maybe to your family as well. So what I've done is I've used the cross-reference and the backdrop of building a house to build your mind, your body, and your basketball skills. So on the mind aspect, I say the foundation of the mind is, number one, your belief in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, your gratitude towards what you already have and what you've already accomplished. And three, your desire for more, desire to become better. And I put it in that order specifically because I look at it like this. You know, I know a lot of people might disagree with me and say, well, oh, the desire is the first thing that you need to have. And I don't agree with that. And the reason why is because if you don't believe in yourself and that you can accomplish anything, number one, and number two, you're not appreciative of what you already have, how can you want more? You know, you don't appreciate
right.
The sun. Like today in New York, in New Jersey, we had the weather of 80 degrees. It hit just about 80 degrees today. And last week it was in the 30s and 20s. So if I always had that weather, how would I be able to appreciate this weather? I was like, oh, my God, this is great. I had a short sleeve shirt on. It was wonderful. But I wouldn't appreciate it if I didn't have to go through the struggle, so to speak, and have to, you know, have something to cross-reference. So that is why, you know, I put gratitude as second and then your desire for more as your final part of the foundation of your mind.
Absolutely. And that's actually an excellent order that you just put it in. And, you know, me myself personally never thought about it that way. But, you know, looking at it now, that's an excellent model. And
thank you.
Would you say that the kids resonate with this very quickly? Or it,
oh,
know,
they really do. They really do. I do actually, when I do the basketball clinics, I do a, I kind of show them a little example. Like I'll get like a chair, you know, like a folding chair from the sidelines, and I'll tell them, okay, and I'll fold it up so the legs aren't there. And I'll tell them, you know, all right, now here is a situation that you have coming up. So say like, you know, I a lot of times with the kids, I use schoolwork, you know, as the example because I want them to understand that, you know, it's not just about basketball. So I'll tell them, okay, say you have a test, you know, in a subject you're really bad in. So I'll tell them, okay, what's the subject you're bad in? So a lot of kids say math. I go, all right, so here's your situation, your math test. Now, explain to me why you're bad in math. I was like, I understand something. This is your tabletop, I tell them. And I was like, your tabletop does not support, you can't support anything if it's in the air by itself. There's nothing that can go on it to support it. I was like, so it has to have legs. You have to have things underneath it to support it. So I go, so why are you bad in math? And he goes, oh, well, I'm not really, I don't get it good. You know, I don't understand it. Okay, there's one leg. And he goes, you know, I really don't put the study time in. Well, there's two legs. And it's like, you know, every time I do it, it confuses me. And they're like, oh, there's three legs. And then they'll tell me something like, you know, I just don't really like it. I was like, there's your fourth leg. I was like, so now you just built a table of support for why you can't do something and why you won't do it. I was like, now let's look at all the reasons why you can. And I go, why do you think you can? And they'll say, oh, well, because I really want to pass the test. I don't want to fail. Well, there's your first level. And I'll say, well, what's next? And they'll go, oh, well, you know, I think I can get it. I'm smart, so I think I can do it. There's your second leg. And so on and so forth until I show them, like, now see how you can support the positive aspect or the negative. It's your choice. And they kind of like the light bulb goes off a little bit, and they're like, oh, you know. And the parents on the sideline love it because they're like, wow, this is great. You know, I've never experienced this before. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to engage the parents as well because I believe that, you know, that's another part of the book is I want – you know, this to not only be for the youth, but I want this to be kind of like a ray of hope for the older generation that, you know what, you know, like most of the motivational speakers do, why can't you dream again? You know, why can't you learn these things? Like, we're in the process of putting together clinics now where we're going to do parent and child clinics where the parents actually come on the court or on the field of play and participate in the clinic, you know, as much as they can physically. If not they physically, then at least they're there and they're learning. So that way when their kids go home, you know, they'll be able to say, oh, you know, mommy, daddy, I want to practice what we learned at the clinic. All right, well, now the parent knows. And the parent can work on the things the right way with them, but not only for the skill work, but for the mind work. And now maybe the parents start dreaming again, like, oh, why can't I, you know, do this business? Why can't I, you know, get in better shape? Well, why not? Why not me? You know, so that's kind of like the angle that I'm going with it.
Absolutely. Wow, this is just some breathtaking stuff here, you know, and I just really appreciate having you on. You know, you really just, you know, opened our eyes up to, you know, something bigger here. And, you know, go prove something. Like, would you say that it's more of a guide, you know, for coaches or, you know, and I know you mentioned this, but, you know, or would you say that it's more geared towards the kids on the other side of the token or is it just an everything, you know, everybody type book?
Well, I mean, it's the book is geared towards the youth. I mean, that's my focus and my passion. But the Go Prove Something, that's actually the name of my training. My company is called Go Prove Something GPS. And it's GPS lifestyle because, you know, it's a Go Prove Something lifestyle. And that's what I think that all kids could. And not not going to prove something to other people, but go prove something to yourself. And I actually got, I'm not sure if I sent you the logo, if you've seen my logo, but it's actually the Interstate shield, you know, like the I-95 shield, like that, those kinds of shields. And I actually got approval from the, I think it's AASHTO, to use the shield as my logo. And in the top of it in the red, it says Navigate Life. So to me, it's not only geared towards, it is geared towards the children, but like I said, I think it's something that if everybody embraces a go prove something mentality, then this world would be a lot better place. I mean, the way sports in the world are going now, they're giving participation trophies. They're trying to eliminate competition. And it's like, what are you – you're just setting the kids up for failure because that's not the way the world is. You know, sports is a great tool to teach life lessons. But if you take away the competition and the winning and losing aspect and the and just everybody shows up and you get a trophy just for showing up, that's not the way the world works. And you're setting the kids up for failure. So now they go out in the real world and they go, you know, go get a job. They just spent, you know – $200,000 in student loans to go, you know, to go to college, and now they go in the real world, and they go for an interview, and they don't get the job. Well, why not? I'm supposed to get the job. I went to the interview. It doesn't work that way. You have to be better than other people. You have to beat other people out, but you have to do the things to beat them out. You can't just show up and say, hey, I'm better than you. It doesn't work that way. And that's what I think they're teaching the kids now with what they're trying to do with sports, and it's scary.
Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah, you know, you're hitting it right on the head here. You know, like you're literally taking the hammer and it's just nailing it right now. Man,
we appreciate
you so. Well, Anthony, it's all coming from you, and I'm humbled right now, and you know, I definitely can see how this can even, you know, benefit parents who may be struggling to just take their kids up from the roots, so to speak. You know, so I'm looking at your website here. The logo, and it is a very, very beautiful logo. I see here that you do personal development conference calls. What are these calls like?
I did them years ago. I haven't done one in a while because I just honestly haven't had the time, and I didn't have the following with the kids as I did back in the day. But basically, I would have the kids call into, you know, a free conference call number, And they would just, you know, I would talk about different things like, you know, adversity and, you know, addictions and things, just things like that. But again, I put positive spins on everything and show them how the positive always kicks in. But it was just a little, like, kind of like a little shot of motivation, so to speak, for these kids because they don't get that, you know, and it was free. It didn't cost them anything. And it was just basically to get them in the right mind frame because back when I was doing the calls, I wasn't really doing my own clinics and my own camps or whatever. So I wasn't able to, you know, engage them on a, you know, on in a long-term basis as opposed to, you know, maybe like 5 minutes or so or in between, you know, the drills and stuff. But I wasn't able to really get into their mind. So this was kind of like for anyone who really wanted to take their game and their life to the next level, this was a little something once a week that they can enjoy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, so like, well, before we go into that, now what would you say the reason in maybe about one or two sentences that people should go out and buy your new book?
Well, I think that using the backdrop of building a house, I think that's something that everyone can relate to. And I think it's something that, you know, you don't need to be a, you know, a general contractor or a, you know, a home builder to understand. It's just common sense. You know, you have the foundation, you have framing, you have, you know, your water, your plumbing, your heating, you know, you have your walls, your windows, your doors, you know, you have your roof, you have your, you know, you're designing your interior of your house and then you're designing the exterior of your house. So it's not, you know, like something that people have to really think about. And the other thing is that, yes, it's about basketball, and that's a big part of the book. But after reading the book, you understand that it has nothing to do with basketball, if that makes sense, because it's about, you know, building your life. And what I'm in the process of doing now as well is I'm setting up a way to speak with corporations where, for example, I can go into a stock brokerage, right? And I can speak to the guy who's handling bringing in speakers, you know, to, you know, how organizations bring in people to speak, where I can then speak to the person who's handling it and say, hey, listen, what is the foundation of your company, of all your stockbrokers that I'm speaking to, what is the foundation of what they need to do? And he'll tell me, you know, it's cold calling, it's a positive attitude, you know, it's having a belief in themselves. And then I can tailor the skills aspect of the book to what they need to do. So I think it's for everyone. It's just a matter of replacing whatever your industry you're in. You replace the basketball skills with your skills. And everybody needs to be in shape and, you know, and to be healthy because it doesn't matter how much money you have or how good you are or anything. If you're injured or if you're not healthy, then it doesn't matter. So, you know, that takes care of itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're definitely on the right track here, you know, Anthony. And you know, we need more people like you. It's the people like you that really, you know, just add so much, you know, more value to, you know, that of which we miss in our lives. So, you know, with that said, you know, if the audience wanted to get in contact with you directly and get hooked up, what would be the best way to do that?
Well, they can either email me. I can give them two emails. One is AMD, that's Anthony, M as in Matthew, D as in Drago, at anthonymdrago.com. That's my website. Or they can reach me at anthony.m.drago@gmail.com. Those are my two best emails to get in contact with me. And I'm pretty good with emails, so if anyone has any issues or any questions, just, you know, feel free to reach out, and I'll generally respond within, you know, a half a day to a day, if that.
Perfect. Perfecto. I like it. So, like, you know, it's a question that I always ask all guests that come on. And, you know, and lately I've been getting some of the similar responses. I mean, you know, with the current presidential election coming up here, you know, what are your opinions?
My opinions are everything that's going on is basically what I'm fighting against, I guess you could say. You know, the bullying that's going on, the lying that's going on, you know, there needs to be more people like yourself in office where, you know, it's not about, you know, what other people think, and it's not about knocking other people down. See, that's my biggest thing is with the kids. It's like, why do you have to knock someone down to feel good? Why can't you just be comfortable with who you are and be the best that you can be? You know, that's why, like, I forget John Wooden's exact quote, but it's something to the effect of, you know, just you don't have to be better than anybody else, just be better than you were yesterday. You know, are you reaching your own potential? That's the key. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. Why can't you just run on, you know, your principles, what you believe and what you plan to do, and not have to talk about this one and talk about that one and the smears? And it's just, I mean, I'm not into politics much at all, honestly, but it's just, it's depressing, because it's like there's no one that stands up for anything. It's, you know, everyone either conforms, you have the people who just conform, or you have someone like, you know, Donald Trump, who is saying things, but then he's like, then he goes off on a tangent. You're like, where's this going? You know? So it's like, there's no middle ground. There's no one standing up and saying, hey, this is me. I don't need to knock them. This is who I am. And hey, if you love me, I'm in. I'll do the best job I could possibly do. And that's it. But we don't have that. Everything is either stays the same or off the wall. So I try not to really focus on it too much.
Wow. Well, that's definitely a great answer on that question, and, you know, I greatly appreciate your input on there, because, you know, and that's what it's all about, just really hearing what the real people got to say. And, you know, you're definitely one of those real people out here that's really making it happen and really trying to stand up for something. So, you know, with that said, you know, we are inspired, you know, Anthony, and we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you for having me as the last interview for the rest of the show for the rest of the year.
Yeah, for the season, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, you're the last person, and we definitely saved the best for last. You know, this has been an awesome time, you know, and to those of my audience out there, you know, I really appreciate you so much. The production team has really done an awesome job, as well as the engineer with helping me with quality, sound quality, and just making sure everything works well. And I'm making sure I know what I'm doing when I'm handling this technology by myself if he's not around. So, you know, and then once, big thanks again to Anthony, you know, who's just absolutely a phenomenal person. And, you know, make sure you go out and get his newest book that's out right now. Go Prove Something, A Basketball Player's Guide to Legally Using PEDs. And then his website, once again, is anthonymdrago.com. So that's anthonymdrago.com. And, you know, to all of you out there, although this is the very, very last show, and, you know, and I'm almost a little bit choked up, and, you know, it just came by so fast, you know, in this little 3 weeks, but we've done so much. We talked to over 20 people. Interviewed and met a lot of amazing people, connected with some new people, got some brand new friends along the way, as well as some brothers and sisters. You know, I do consider Anthony now one of my brothers, my long lost brother. So, you know, he's part of the family too. And if you want to join this family and get awesome content and be able to connect with these awesome people, you got to join us over there at TransformUBroadcast.com. So that's Transform, the letter U, Broadcast.com. So although this is the last show, the recordings of these interviews will be there, along with the contact information with all of the guests, so that way you won't struggle at all with trying to find them. It will be so easy for you to connect with them. You know, also, make sure you come back and be with us live when we are live again in November. There'll be more awesome stuff coming up. New technology will be utilizing, as well as innovations, to just make sure that we deliver an awesome content to you guys and just giving you the biggest benefit that you need to make that necessary transformation in your life. So with that said, you know, many blessings, peace, and love to each and every one of you guys. We look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to connecting with you. Have a wonderful evening, and may God bless you.